Our New South Wales Labor has certainly made their presence known in the Upper Hunter over the last couple of months. The opposition leader has been back and forth to the region, and it seems unknowingly perhaps has been in preparation for an election sooner than we thought. We are going to a by-election for this seat. Jodie McKay is this morning on her way back to Sydney, and she joins me in the studio. Jodie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jess. Yes, it's my third visit this year. Obviously, I was here earlier this month we were in Scone talking about the TAFE there, but we had that meeting last night. But yes, and you're going to be seeing a lot more of me. But when we started, when I started my visits here, we had no idea there'd be a by-election. It was just, I obviously have a strong connection to this area. Mm. And so it was important to me that we had, good Labor representation here. So, but I did not think we would be having a by-election under these circumstances.
No, well, I guess let's start with the by-election. The obvious question, do you have a candidate yet for the region?
Well, we hope to confirm our candidate next week. We've obviously got the Easter break coming up. So we've got someone in mind. And I think, it'll be someone that people know and someone that I hope people will be happy with. This person has a strong connection to the areas, the bigger areas in this area. And we hope to have that confirmed next week sometime, because my understanding is, and this is now a decision for the Speaker of the Parliament and the Electoral Commission, that this will be a very quick by-election.
Yes.
So possibly, 4 to 5 weeks and we'll be facing a by-election here.
Yeah. Do you think in this particular seat, Labor has a good chance this time around, considering everything that has been going on with the National Party?
Yeah, look, I lead the Labor Party and I want this area, an area I love, an area I know, to have Labor representation. And so, the candidate we choose, we're not going to let people down. I think the National Party over, the last two terms, which is why there was a swing against Michael, the last two terms has really kind of left this area. Michael hasn't been here, and now we know why. But, the feedback I've had is that there is a lack of will to actually challenge decisions made from Sydney, and the TAFE is a good example of that in Scone. So, yes, we will have strong Labor representation here, and, we don't in any way underestimate the task ahead of us. This seat has been held by the National Party for 90 years, so we've never held this seat, but, I'm going to give it a red-hot go, and I ask the people of this region to support us, because I know this area, we will not let you down.
How much of an impact do you think you being leader of the party will have on the region? There have been stories over the last couple of weeks about your popularity perhaps not being as popular as it was. We saw the Health Services Union recently back away from Labor as well.
Yeah, look, that was a poll that was done by two unions, and it was unfortunate that that wasn't shared with us. The poll actually showed not what was published. It showed that there are a lot of people who are very undecided. And so in a COVID environment, that's acceptable. And I would doubt that there would be anyone up here who was polled. I think that for me, it's about understanding the COVID environment we're in, but I don't believe that will play out in this by-election here. There are such huge challenges faced by this region. There is a significant focus that we will put on jobs here, backing the coal industry here, while understanding, we also have to see renewables here, but, we're not going to walk away from the coal industry. And I've said that from the beginning. I'm a Hunter girl, but there are, there is a vision that as a Labor Party we'll have to put forward to convince people that we are worthy of voting for. But no one knows this seat in that parliament, other than Michael Johnson, who is now gone, more than I do. It includes my hometown of Gloucester, it includes Dungog, and then it goes all the way up to Quirindi, and these communities, Scone, Muswellbrook, Singleton, I know very well. And so my pitch to people is that, we will always be there for you. I am passionate about this area and I understand the challenges, but I also understand there is huge opportunity here.
Yeah. Catching up with New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay this morning, and last night there was a community forum in Scone, still going ahead even though Racing New South Wales was confirmed to have bought the TAFE. The contracts have gone through. I understand from people who were there, about 50 people in the room last night.
Yeah, it was good. There was probably just over 50 people, and there was a lot of TAFE teachers, community members. There were a lot of businesses there that depend on TAFE. The New South Wales Farmers was obviously present, and a lot of community leaders. And it was when the forum was organised, it was to, you know, the community to rally to save the TAFE. But unfortunately, the day before, so the day that the kind of story was at its height around Michael Johnson's sex scandal, the government decided that it would sign the contract and announce it under the cover of that before the community meeting. And we know there's been no consultation with the community on this at all. So the meeting last night was very much focused on what are the courses we need and how do we see greater investment in TAFE. And, you know, we would love as a party to see a greater manufacturing presence in this area. You know, people have heard me talk about jobs that have been offshored with our trains and our buses and our, you know, our ferries and light rail. And we haven't supported our manufacturing industries and we haven't supported our agricultural sector. And that campus was very much focused on agriculture. So there are opportunities and we should be growing TAFE, particularly in Scone, Muswellbrook and Singleton. So what we're going to do as a Labor Party is push for that $4 million from the sale, which is just a bargain for Racing New South Wales, I have to say, to be invested back into Scone.
So there's a three-year leaseback agreement when it comes to the sale between Racing New South Wales and the government. Should Labor get in next election, is there an opportunity to negotiate?
Yeah, so there's actually 1 year with a three-year option. This is the problem,
right.
1 year. So, and Racing New South Wales has not, nor has the government, indicated what will happen on that site. So what courses will go on? We understand that E-Block from last night, that E-Block, which is effectively a shed, could be used by TAFE. And there's so much anxiety and so much unhappiness. But this isn't any way saying that TAFE should not be working with Racing New South Wales. You know, Scone is, a town that, has a lot of jobs centred around the thoroughbred and equine industry. And we would never want to see that taken away. But there should have been an arrangement established, and that campus should have remained in public hands. That's the whole thing. You know, what it has done is effectively say any practical application of skills has gone. So you've got a CLC there, which is, you know, effectively computers where kids learn, but there's no practical application. I mean, how do you learn to shoe a horse or how do you learn to operate a chainsaw? This is practical application that has now gone. And that was heard very, very loudly last night at the meeting.
Yeah, well, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you.
You'll
about
be hearing
that one
a
next
lot
week.
More about me. I've been three times this year. You're going to be seeing me many more times. But I am passionate about this area, and we're not going to let this area down.
Excellent, Jodie. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Jess.